President Bush took questions from White House reporters in the Rose Garden this morning. It was his first solo news conference since before the Iraq War began in March. The president is about to leave for a month-long stay at his Texas ranch. The questions were wide-ranging and prompted the president to defend an array of his positions, including his decision to go to war against Iraq.
We gathered a lot of intelligence. That intelligence was good, sound intelligence on which I made a decision. And in order to, placate the critics and the cynics about intentions of the United States, we need to produce evidence, and I fully understand that, and I'm confident that our search will yield that which I strongly believe, that Saddam had a weapons program.
President Bush also said the latest alerts about possible al-Qaeda attacks on U.S. airliners are real threats, but he said he was confident those threats would be dealt with. NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne was at the news conference. Morning, Don.
Good morning.
Did the president shed any new light on the progress of the war against Iraq or the hunt for Saddam Hussein?
On Saddam Hussein first, he said, this is a quote, "I don't know how close we are. Closer than we were yesterday, I guess. All I know is we're on the hunt." So that comes on a day following a week or so of speculation that U.S. officials in Iraq were getting very close to Saddam Hussein. He also commented on the killings of Saddam Hussein's sons, Uday and Qusay, and he said that was a sign of progress. He also stressed that the U.S. is going to complete its mission in Iraq, that he's committed to that. He also, as part of that question on Iraq, said that the U.S. will complete its mission in Afghanistan as well, and the war on terror will go against every enemy, he said, who plots against the people of the United States.
He said some more about his claim in the State of the Union address, since taken back, that Saddam Hussein was seeking nuclear material in Africa.
Here's the biggest thing he said on that. Again, this is a quote. He said, "I take responsibility for everything I say." That is a switch. That is something he has not previously said. And he has been criticized when asked repeatedly if he took responsibility for those 16 controversial words in the State of the Union address for not taking responsibility himself. He blamed it on intelligence officials, saying the speech had been vetted. Now, he was also asked to defend his National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice, who has also been caught up in that whole controversy and criticized for herself not stepping forward and taking responsibility, since she was one of the people who vetted the speech. And he described Condoleezza Rice as an honest, fabulous person, says America is lucky to have her service, period.
How about the economy?
Well, he said things are getting better. He says there are hopeful signs, but when pressed about the high unemployment rate and plunging consumer confidence numbers, he did recognize that there's a lot of anxiety that people feel, especially in certain sectors of the economy where there are big job losses and continue to be big job losses. He said that for those people, it'll be important that they get training to help them adapt to the new economy as things do pick up, and he called on Congress to pass those reemployment accounts to give people money to help them find jobs.
NPR's Don Gagne at the White House.